G'day, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. It was an extra effort without Dave Pocock there.
Oh, yeah, well, he's a class player, obviously, and we're going to miss him over the next couple of weeks. But I think we get him back for our trip to the Highlanders.
Right.
Yeah, obviously the guys that played in his place, and Jared Butler and Jordan Smiler and then Michael Wells off the bench, all did a great job. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity to work on our depth.
Yeah, did you feel like it all came together against them? I mean, the Waratahs have been struggling, but were you happy with how you played?
Yeah, like always, the things we can work on. I think we started the game well. To go two tries, obviously you saw Joey Tamar's performance was
outstanding.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
but I think we dropped away towards the middle period of that first half, which was disappointing. It's something we need to work on. And, happy to get that try just before halftime, and it really made a big difference to the end result.
Yeah, it was 4-2 in the end, so you're pretty dominant there. But I know I think it was your first win at Allianz in something like 14 years, Scott.
Jeremy Paul was in the was in the sheds after the game talking about, how long since it's been since we've actually won there as a Brumbies unit, and, the guys are over the moon to get the result there, but we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves. We've got a huge clash with the Crusaders on Sunday.
Tamani, you mentioned him, mate. He was pumped up.
Yeah, he was. He's been good all season. He's had a good pre-season, and then he's come in and he's a very popular guy in the group, but he always delivers for us. He's been fantastic. So I'm very happy for him. He's a very, very nice bloke, and I'm very happy for the form that he's showing at the moment.
Quite clearly, mate, the ACT Brumbies are on top of that Aussie conference. The Melbourne Rebels are in second position. The Waratahs have slipped down to third on the Aussie conference. Do you think they're out of finals contention completely?
No, not at all. I think they've got nine games to go, nine games to go, and there's plenty of rugby to be played. I don't think anyone's out of it at the moment. The next couple of weeks is crucial for all teams. So, we're all under pressure, and we're all going to come away with the results in this middle block of games before the test window.
Can I ask the emotion of last week, and I might get the pronunciation right, but Vaia and him having to finish again due to health reasons?
It was a tough week. I think the guys were definitely feeling it during the week. He came in and spoke to us on Monday. There was a few tears. He's another guy that's just really, really popular in the group. Really, just off the field, he brings us a different feel. He's always got a big smile on his big front chip tooth on him, but he always got a big smile on his face, and he kind of lifts the group all the time when you're feeling down. So he's someone that we're going to miss around the place. But he'll be here during the year, and look forward to seeing him during the year, and wish him all the best in whatever he does in his future endeavours.
And it's a blood clotting issue, I believe.
Yeah, it's a sad because he actually had it a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and he came back. People told him he wouldn't play rugby again. Then he came back and he played some of the best rugby of his career. Was pretty close, I think, to playing for the Wallabies this year.
Mm.
I think Michael likes him, so he came away to a camp with us on the Monday of last week. So
shame.
It's a very sad story, but it's just hard to move on without the bloke.
Mate, we're lucky enough to be chatting with Scott Fardy from the Brumbies. You've got this is a Sunday afternoon game, mate. At 4 o'clock will be the kickoff against the Crusaders. How do you guys match up against the Crusaders?
Yeah, well, it's been a while since we've had any success. I personally haven't had any success against the Crusaders. Obviously, they're a quality outfit. And, I think they've won 6 on the trot at the moment. We're going to be under a huge amount of pressure, and obviously, we prefer at this time of the year, it's starting to chill a bit, so Sunday afternoon is perfect for everyone in Canberra. But we're hoping to get a huge crowd along to give us all the support we need.
And, mate, I know you were involved in our World Cup campaign. You'd love to be involved again in the Wallabies campaign against England. And Eddie Jones now is the coach, a bloke who used to be in charge of the Brumbies. He's talking it up a treat. It should be a fantastic clash, and it's going to loom pretty large, mate. It's in June, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only like a month and a half away now. So it's in the back of your mind, but obviously the focus is trying to play well at super level and then and hope you get selected for that first test in Brisbane. But, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a really good series. I think we should get some big crowds in. Obviously, with England coming out, it's going to be just a lot of expats and all that stuff, and they obviously travel well, but it should be a huge series and something that's great for rugby in this country.
Scott, thanks for your time this morning, mate. Keep up the great work.
No worries. Absolute pleasure, guys. Thank you. Well done.
Scott Fardy.
Brumbies in action at home in Canberra. 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon will be the kickoff against the Canterbury Crusaders.